Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
David Anderson, former Texans wide receiver, joining us on the show. All right, DA, so you got the news with the rest of us on Friday that Brian Gain was let go as general manager. Regardless of what you do and don't know about Brian Gain, it's a shocking thing when a general manager gets fired a year and a half into their job. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
I filled out the ZipRecruiter report that you guys always talk about on your radio show.
Good job.
But I haven't heard a callback yet. So
they're still sourcing candidates. Yeah,
they're still sourcing.
Yeah, I would keep the phone nearby.
I was shocked because honestly, while I say that as a joke, that I guarantee there was probably 15 to 20 people with that throughout the football landscape that were like, I would love that job. Regardless of who the head coach is, 100% they believe in the quarterback. It's a great city that can attract great players. They play in they have a great stadium, great facilities. It's a great situation to be a general manager in. There's a lot of guys that I can guarantee that would love that job. And it's a shock to hear that it didn't go well and so quickly. You know what I mean? You would think you make this decision. I don't know what you guys have talked about, but let's assume that we knew Rick was on his way out for a little while. And I think a lot of us did, that Rick was obviously had his personal and family issues. And there was things that, I'm positive he communicated throughout that organization that he was going to step away, and he gave them time to think about his replacement. And so they didn't rush to hire someone. They hired someone, and then that guy is rushed out the door. And so that's the thing that's kind of like scary to me. It's not just that he was fired quickly, is that he wasn't hired quickly and fired quickly. Like, you can see if you're doing like just-in-time hiring and you're like, oh no, we need a general manager before we do the draft. Before we go to the draft, but that wasn't the case. And now that it's in the off season and this weird time of the year, you can only think it's personnel issues and internal struggles.
Yeah, internal struggle, I think, is definitely on the table. We're talking 17 months into a 5-year deal. And I've said since this happened, DA, that, not that he won't overcome it, but this is egg on O'Brien's face. I mean, he's the guy that was effusive, and the Brian Gain hire had the Bill O'Brien stamp of approval all over it. He's the best man for the job. He's, quote, head and shoulders above all the other candidates. We are, quote, philosophically aligned. And then 17 months later, he's gone. So, yeah, I'm with you, because when you look at the personnel decisions, he had a pretty decent draft in his first draft in 2018. Jury's still out, obviously, on this year's draftees. His offseason free agency, nothing to write home about, but certainly not an abject failure. So it does make you wonder if there were some things going on as far as interacting with people in the organization that they just didn't want to deal with.
And I think too much of this falls on O'Brien's probably plate, right, is that people forget how, besides training camp, the head coach and the general manager, they're making a decision here or there, but the general manager's job is also to control all the area scouts, the college scouts, the professional scouts, to synthesize that information, to communicate with the agents and to communicate with all of these other outside people, because the head coach isn't going to do that. What have we heard from them? That's what I find really interesting is we haven't heard anything come out about the top area scouts or the top college scout or even an agent come out and say, like, either I can't believe this happened or, I saw this coming a mile away. O'Brien has done an amazing job with that organization in getting the Texans to the playoffs with all the quarterback chaos that they've had. After that, it's it's been a weird dysfunctional relationship kind of over there at the Texans to a degree. And I'm hoping that this allows them to put some things behind them and to move forward. But they sure aren't really establishing an identity, which is, I know, what O'Brien wanted to do. Because right now the only identity they have is that change is coming soon.
Yep. David Anderson, former Texans wide receiver, joining us on the show. DA, how big a topic is the general manager in the locker room on a day-to-day basis amongst players?
Not on a day-to-day when you know who it is, but when you don't know who it is, it's certainly a day-to-day conversation because there's these, like I was referring to, all these players have agents, and their agents are keeping them up to date on who they might think might come in or might not come in, because that will affect their job possibilities, right? Like, you want your agent to be well-liked by the general manager and to trust your agent, because you're more likely to have a job with that team. So, like, the players themselves are getting information from their agents, and they're passing that back and forth to each other. They also probably have their own, I guess you could say, like, preferences on who would like, or philosophically who they would like to see. And they'll voice those opinions. They'll generally stay out of it, though. Like when, you know, the media asks, or if it's like a big opinion. This isn't basketball where, you know, LeBron James gets to basically handpick the agent or the general manager and the coach.
Yeah, but do you guys, when you were in the locker room, did you talk at all, like when certain moves were made, or when the draft, you know, about the draft or certain free agency signings? Like, I think of baseball players that around the trade deadline are very vocal about what they think the general manager should and shouldn't do. And I'm not talking about publicly, but I'm just talking about amongst yourselves. Is there talk about the structure of the team and the general manager's role in that at all?
Well, for sure. And then some guys have guaranteed money, so their voice is either louder because they want it to be or because it can be. And then some guys, even if they have a good opinion, it has to be silenced because they can't afford to tell anyone what they think it should be. And I think that's just, unfortunately, the way it is in football compared to baseball and the other sports. Is baseball, yeah, they'll say whatever they want because they're going to get paid. Worst case is they get, you know, released and paid to do nothing. The worst case of, whatever, that your center, who is disposable, you know, speaks up and calls the general manager an idiot, they might cut him. So, and you certainly don't want that label as a player to speak back to, your elders, I guess you could say. But it is definitely something that is talked about, you know, amongst the players. It is definitely a concern, I can tell you that. No one, it's like missing a parent almost. And you want to have a full chest set when you go out there for the next match.
David Anderson joining us here on the Triple Threat, former Texans wide receiver. DA, we'd like to think that the suddenness of this move at the 17 months into a five-year deal, that doing it the way they did hopefully was part of a bigger strategy, and that maybe it was had something to do with them knowing about somebody's availability that they thought could do a better job. And, of course, Nick Caserio is the name in New England that we're hearing the most about. Other teams, including the Texans, have tried to hire him in the past. Jack Easterby is here, former co-worker. Bill O'Brien is here, former co-worker. Any thoughts on how difficult it might be to lure him away from New England? I mean, the obvious thing is, hey, who would want to leave the New England Patriots? They go to the Super Bowl almost every year.
I think those guys have grown accustomed to having those guys, meaning the Patriots staff and the executives, to having their kind of, I guess you could say, pick of the litter when it comes to teams and opportunities. They, like you mentioned, get courted yearly, probably, you know, obviously two or three times a year sometimes, depending how many jobs are open. And it just kind of depends if the juice is worth a squeeze to those guys. I'm sure everyone has a price that they would switch teams for. I can guarantee that. Everyone would want a certain amount of security and opportunity. The worst case scenario is you overpay for average because you've proven that you'll fire someone with a five-year contract in a year and a half, because those guys don't want to be on the street. Once you're the general manager on a team, there's no place to go. There's no higher up that you can go. You can only go lateral to another better team, or you can stay the general manager for 10 years. So, if you're in your 40s or or whatnot, and you got a family that's in a certain place, you might pick stability over opportunity to a degree. So this is something to consider when you're talking about who you want to hire.
Don't say that, D.A. Caserio's 43 with two little kids, and he's been with New England for 17 years or something like that. I feel like
Then you got to make him an offer for like a 6-7 year deal if you really like the guy.
Amen.
Right? You got to give him a bunch of money.
An offer that he can't refuse.
Amen.
That's it.
Get him a house in Bel Air and have some free ice cream for the kids every Wednesday or something.
Is it wrong that I was on Twitter today copying private schools in the area asking for free tuition for his kids?
Yeah.
That's wrong?
Because you just look like a weirdo.
You're
like a super creep. You don't have any kids. We heard your daughter went to a good school. What are you bugging us for?
Well, I have kids. They're just not the age of those schools that I was tweeting.
It's like if you want to go to Legoland, you got to go find some kids. They're out there recruiting.
Well, okay, you make it I'm coming across like some sort of weirdo?
Yep, you sure are.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to get a better general manager.
That's normally a spot reserved for Rich. Yeah. Like,
normally, yes. No, he's absolutely right.
All right, so D.A., I saw you out at the XFL Summer Showcase this weekend. Did you get any data back on all that stuff that your company was analyzing with respect to all the, the twitch and the quickness of the players? Did you get any data back?
We got so much data.
Did you get any data back that says that you should have been out there trying out for the XFL?
The data definitely says I still got it. but you can make the data say whatever you want. We were out there, putting devices on some players, trying to find some hidden gems out there. A lot of these showcases included, probably half the guys were former AAF guys. There's another half that missed out on the AAF for whatever reason, either timing or were on an NFL roster at the time or just finishing college. So there's plenty of good football players out there is what I realized. A lot of these guys got the size and skill and the athleticism. They just really – unfortunately, didn't get the one of very few opportunities that open up every year. And it's exciting to see. I think football in the spring can survive. It's got to be done a little differently than what these previous attempts have done. But it's cool to be part of what the WWE does because they tell a good story. That they do. Mm-hmm. And that's what they focus on. So they're like, how can we tell a good story with these athletes and with what I'm doing with the data, which is fun. And hey, I'm all for having some fun, and that's why I stayed in sports in the first place. So it's cool to get out there and to do these new player evaluations and hopefully develop some talent.
You mind, for those maybe not familiar with exactly what you're talking about, elaborating a little on exactly what you're doing out there?
Sure. So there are devices today that can track acceleration, deceleration, and different types of lateral and vertical movement. With a pretty granular. What we are trying to do is, you think if a 4-3 guy that can stop and start like a fox is going to be in the NFL. So we need to find 4-5, 4-6 guys that still have an amazing job of stopping and starting. So we need to really, but there aren't any drills for that. You can't use the 5-10-5 and say, oh, this guy's amazing at running routes. Can't use the L drill and say like, oh, this will really tell me who a good linebacker is. Those don't translate to football. The 40 tells you straight line speed, but there are no other measurements on like, what do you do well on a football field? So what we did is we created drills, more or less combine type drills that put players in position specific movements. For receivers, you're running routes. For linebackers, you're dropping and you're covering. For cornerbacks, you're breaking on balls. For offensive linemen, you're pulling, you're dropping, and you're redirecting. For defensive linemen, you're getting out of your stance and showing power to the first point of contact, right? We're measuring all these different things and trying to find out who stands out during these tryouts and get those guys the attention they need to hopefully make a roster. And that's what we're doing in a nutshell.
Yeah, pretty cool. It was pretty neat being out there. It was pretty cool. David Anderson, former Texans wide receiver, joining us for his weekly visit. D.A., good stuff as always, and we will catch up with you again soon, my man.
Yeah, ZipRecruiter, just don't forget. It might be because of David and Anderson.
Yeah, so that's cool. We'll put in a good word for you over there.
So you're giving ZipRecruiter all this love. I don't even think you named the name of your company.
James Group.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the ZipRecruiter thing is so he can get the GM job. Yeah.
No, I understand. I understand. Priorities. Sorry.
Check you later, DA. See you. All right. David Anderson joining us on the show. Yeah, that was pretty neat watching that whole thing kind of get executed out there for the XFL. Rich, he basically nailed down the profile of Nick Caserio when he said, yeah, you know, if you're in a stable situation and you're in your 40s and your family likes it there, I'm like, yeah, these are all boxes that Nick Caserio checks. I've got an article open in front of me here from WEEI, our sister station up in Boston, that one of their hosts wrote, and the title of it is Bill Belichick, Patriots Desperately Cannot Afford to Lose Nick Caserio to the Houston Texans.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that headline. It makes it all the more awesome if they find a way. And I do think Jack Easterby could be a key to finding that way to get him down here. And Sean, we're talking about young guys. Caserio, like you said, is 43. Easterby's 36.
Yeah. They're good at what they do.
Obviously,
being good at what you do is age agnostic.
Yeah.
So
we got to talk a little more about Easterby as the afternoon goes on.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by this guy. It's like he's some savant.
This article, Rich, that I just brought up that got you excited makes me more nervous now. Like if people up in Boston, and I texted Ted to find out just because Ted's, you know, a former Patriot. He's plugged in over there. I haven't heard back from him yet. I just want to know what the scuttlebutt is up there.
They can't win all the time, Sean. There are some things at which they have to be defeated.
Yeah.
We learned that in a couple of Super Bowls. Do I need to remind you what happened there?
No, you don't. You don't. Please do not. But I want to find out if they're as cocky about this as they are about everything else. Like, are
there's
they
no
super
about
cocky about keeping Nick Caserio from the Texans?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.